But whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my heavenly Father. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said to the 12, "Fear no one." And just a little bit while later, he says, but you do have to be afraid of the one who can put you into Gehenna. And not too long before this gospel, we hear Jesus saying, "I'm going to send you out like sheep into a beautiful, safe pasture." No, I'm going to send you out like sheep amongst wolves. And he's expecting us not to be afraid. He also has the Beatitudes where blessed are those who are persecuted for my name. So now we're supposed to be happy about this. So this idea of fear and what to be afraid of is a little bit confusing. It's a little bit confusing because he's saying both be afraid and don't be afraid. But there's something about this. I remember many years ago, a church parking lot had been redone, smooth as silk, and a father had taken the opportunity to bring his child to the parking lot and to teach his young son how to ride a bicycle with no training wheels. Now, I did watch for a little while. I didn't have too much time, but it dawned on me how he was doing it. He wasn't doing it just on a sidewalk with the bumps and the chance that the child could swerve into traffic. There were no Mack trucks around. There were no other cars parked there. And, of course, he was right next to the bike in the old tactic of putting your hand underneath the seat to make sure, you know, to hold on, not so much to the bar, but to the spring system there. And ran along his son. Now, is riding a bicycle inherently dangerous? The answer is yes, because you can still fall down, skin your knee. So notice what the father was doing. He wasn't protecting his son, and I didn't see the child fall down because I had to go, but I remember being taught by one of my brothers, it's going to happen. You're going to lay that bike down, and your knees are going to become a little bit scarred. But notice, you can be afraid of the moderate pain of skinning your hands or your knees versus the death that might occur if you do something wrong while you're learning in traffic. That is the difference between the two kinds of fear. Like that father, Jesus is going to be with us. We do have to be afraid of falling into sin. We have to be afraid of harming our relationship with God, harming ourselves, and harming those that we love by our sins. That is a good and healthy fear, like the normal fear of riding a bicycle. But that greater fear of being abandoned and not being taught, of having to do everything on your own, my brothers and sisters, that's the fear that you and I don't have to have. We don't have to have the fear of losing it all. We do not have to have the fear of trying to do it all on our own. Christ is with us. And he is, in a sense, helping us to learn how to do something with his guidance, with his grace. Something that has danger in it. Every life has inherent danger, not just to physical death, but of course spiritual death, spiritual harm, vice, and all the harm that comes with it because of sin. But that's why, again, Jesus is giving us this strange combination of be afraid, but don't be afraid. Brothers, sisters, let us ask God to have that healthy fear of losing our relationship with Him, but knowing that we need not fall because we have Christ, knowing that we can head in the right direction because we have Christ, knowing that even though we might fall, with Christ we can get back up again. So, my brothers and sisters, let us ask Jesus Christ to help us to have greater confidence in His presence, to have greater confidence in the teachings that He gives us, to have greater confidence in the assistance in Holy Eucharist, and, of course, ultimately to get back on the way of life when we have fallen in confession. Our Lord is not going to protect us from every bump and scrape, but if we will it, if we accept His help, His assistance, His very presence, He can keep us from having that fear of eternal damnation, because He wants us to be on that road to life, that pilgrimage that ends with Him forever, happy in heaven. My brothers and sisters, today is the last appeal for our Lord Renew Your Church campaign. As I mentioned before, every parish in the Archdiocese is conducting it in a different wave. And today is the last appeal for all those who have not yet either made a decision or not yet participated. And, you know, in view of the history, we are doing this during our 100-year anniversary. We truly have a lot to be grateful for because of how much you and I have benefited from the 100 years before us. The faith, the hope, the love, the sacrificial giving of those who have come before us. And that fills me with gratitude, and I hope that fills you with gratitude as well. It's gratitude that changes how we use our time, our talent, and our treasure. And I am asking you to help use that sense of gratitude to partake in this last opportunity to assist in helping future generations by taking care of our beautiful church and our classic school building. We have a lot of things to take care of. I've told you about the elevator. We just had our bathroom go down. This is not on purpose, but I am grateful for God's timing on some things. So we have a lot to take care of. And this is an opportunity for everyone in the parish to participate. You've been reached in some way, either a personal visit, a phone call, a mail, or during Mass to inform you how you can participate and what the goal is. And again, the campaign embodies our local needs here in our parish, and of course the Archdiocese in whole. It's an opportunity to help our broader church, to educate our young people, sustain our Cathedral of St. Paul and Basilica of St. Mary, caring for our clergy and future clergy, and also providing for those in need. And then here at Holy Family, as I mentioned, maintenance issue, essential repairs, various things that deal with lights, locks, and leaks. School building needs assistance as well. The air conditioning, both here and at the school, have come to the end of their life. And improvements in our parish gathering and office spaces, as well as installation of a pipe organ to enrich our liturgical life. Now, to date, we have surpassed our goal of $1.91 million. We are at 126% of our goal, but this isn't just about the goal, this is also about giving everyone an opportunity to participate. Over 177 households have participated, so we do have many to go yet. I want, hopefully, everyone to participate, even if it's a small amount, because again, we are a family, we're in this together. Once we surpassed our goal a couple weeks ago of $1.91 million, that means now 80% over our goal, 80% of what we collect comes back to our parish, which will put us in a good position to really take care of many things that need to be fixed, repaired, and improved. So I'm asking you two things today. First, pray for the success of the campaign, and then complete a pledge form. I invite our volunteers to come down at this time to hand out the pledge forms. You will notice that there are already, hopefully, pens in the pews. At this time, I'd like every adult, even if you've already made a commitment, I repeat, even if you've already made a commitment, please take a pledge card and a pen, and you would. I'll tell you how to fill out these commitment cards at the moment. Now, as they are handing them out, I will go over what these commitment cards look like. They look just like this. And for those of you who have already made a pledge, all you would need to do is just fill out your name. And you'll notice you don't need to fill out all of your information if you've already done a pledge. If you're making a commitment for the first time, please do give us all of your information. And in number two, you have a couple options for checking boxes. Yes, we agree to make a pledge, and then you'd be filling out the pledge side in the upper right corner. I'll cover that in a moment. And I didn't make these pledge cards, but here's one that they want you to consider doing. Blessed. I would like to increase our gift. If you'd like to, that'd be great. Amen. I've already made a pledge. Contemplating. We're still thinking about our decision. And please call me or call us. Make sure to leave your phone number there and give us a suggested time. Although I'm going to be going on a vacation, either I or my volunteers will get back to you. I have addressed the questions and approached many people directly. I am very happy to do that. Praying is the last box in the lower left corner. We're unable to make a financial pledge at this time, but we offer our prayers for the success of the campaign. Now, regards to how the pledges work, remember this is a 5-year redemption period. So in other words, you could give it in one fell swoop. I am giving annually in November once a year. You could give monthly, quarterly, or annually, but the point is that they were asking for a 5-year redemption period. These are suggested amounts. People in the parish have generously given 5 figures, as well as 4-figure gifts. Make sure that this is something, though, that is within your means, something that is sacrificial, and above all, something that's done out of gratitude and filial love for our Archbishop, who's asking all of us to do this. The form of payment can be a debit or credit card. You can see the check mark down there. I am making my gifts by credit card. The Archdiocese is swallowing the credit card bill. So I'm collecting points. Miles, in fact. I am building up for a vacation in Washington, D.C. I meant to go there this summer, but I forgot about that little anniversary we have in the World Cup. I couldn't understand why hotel prices were as bad as they are. Now I know, but in the near future, I am collecting points. That's not the reason why I'm giving, though. You can give by check or money order, automatic bank withdrawal, stock, IRA charitable distribution, donor advised fund, etc. And again, you would pick monthly, quarterly, or annually with a start date. You have the ability, if you have questions, to ask our volunteers as well. You can make checks out to Lord Renew Your Church Campaign. And again, even though we've surpassed our goal, I want to give everyone in the parish a chance to participate. Even if you don't think it might be a large or significant gift, every gift counts because we are one family. So again, please do not be at all embarrassed. I could not give what they asked me to give. I gave 60% of what they asked me to give. They had looked at my... But I already tithe. I had to rearrange my tithe and give a little bit more. But I could not give the amount I was asked. But I gave, again, with gratitude, and I did give sacrificially. So again, please do consider doing that as well. So again, we have not yet heard from every family. And consider what you and your budget is able to do as we participate. Again, don't forget that since we have surpassed our goal, now 80% of the amount over our goal comes right back to Holy Family to address our many needs. And the more that we, again, look at our facilities, the more that we realize we need to fix things. So even if you've received a mailing, we've had to add to the list of mechanical repairs and things that are in the offing. We give you just a few moments of silence to fill out the pledge cards. The volunteers in just a moment will come back down through the aisles to collect the pledge cards. And let's ask the intercession of our Blessed Lady. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly into thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. And we'll just take a few more minutes.